Alei Shuru Chalik Beis Reish Yud Aleph in the middle of the page. Madur Miyuchad Kivas Latzma HaNesia BeOilim HaTzibur. There's a distinct place for the concept of Nesia BeOil, but with regard not to individuals, but the entire community. The Gemara in Tanya. So Mar Reish Lakish Osu L'Adam LeShemesh Mitasui B'Shnei Ra'avoin. It's forbidden to have marital relations in years of famine. Shneema, the pasuk says, Ul Yosef yulad shnei bonim, beterem tavoi shna sara'av. He had children before the famine began, and afterwards not. And the Brassa says, Bizman sheyisrael shiruin betzar ufiresh echad men. If the community is in tzar, is in distress, and one of them separates, one of the individuals separates from the community, so two angels who accompany the individual come, they place the hands upon his head, may this individual who is separated from the community not merit to see the consolation of the community. Tanya Idach, another brisa, Bizman Shatzibur Sharui Betzar, when the community again is in distress, a person, an individual should not say, the problem doesn't affect me. I'll go home and have enough food, enough drink, have resources, I'm okay. And if a person does do that, it's the famous pasuk that indicates this idea of eat and drink for tomorrow we die. If I remember correctly from Yeshayahu, yeah? Eat and drink, tomorrow we die. That type of terrible attitude. Makasuv basrei, what follows this pasuk? This terrible iniquity will not be atonement. If it will be atoned until your death. Ad kan midas beinonim. This describes beinonim, aval midas eshim maksiv eisayu ekcha yain venisbea sheicha vaya kaze yoim machal. The Rasha says, I'll take yain and drown my sorrows, etc. Maksiv basay. Afterwards, the pasuk follows up. Hatzadik ovad vein ish sam alev ki mipnei haraon esaf hatzadik. A pasuk that indicates the death of the tzadik. Ela yetzer adam im atzibur. Rather, the correct attitude is that a person should mourn and feel distress with the community. Shaken matzinu b'Moshe Rabbeinu shetzer atzmo im atzibur. That was a quality that characterized him. Shenema videi Moshe kevedim, vayikchu even vayasimu tachtav vayeshev aleha. In the war against Amalek, he sat on the rock. Vechilo ayala Moshe kar achas oikeses achas lashevez aleha. Was there nothing that the nation could provide Moshe to sit on? Something comfortable rather than a rock, a seat. Elakach omar Moshe hoil v'yisrael shuruin betzar, afani heyei mei betzar. Since they are fighting a battle, they're waging a war against Amalek, they're in distress, a dangerous situation, I too should commiserate, I should empathize. V'chol ha-metzer atzmoim ha-tzibur zoyche v'roe b'nechamas tzibur. A person who feels the pain of the community will see the consolation of the community. That's the Gemara of the Intanis. Harim ha-tzibur chayavim l'ases b'oil. The indication of this passage is that one is obligated to share the burden, to carry the yoke together with the community. Each individual according to his understanding in this area. It seems from the Gemara that this concept of sharing with the community is not just an issue of thought and feeling, emotions alone. It obligates one to take some action. We find it in these concepts of comforting mourners and avelus itself, when a person himself undergoes avelus, and bikur cholim. A person who visits the patient has to search, has to inquire whether the patient needs something. And also to daven for him. That's in Yoridei Siman Shin Lamed Hei. Lachen harotze lislamed lios nase ba'olim chaveroi. A person who wants to train, to practice this idea of nase ba'olim chaveroi, Yikbal atzmo eze ma'ase katanu hanhagaktana. He should set for himself some small act, some conduct, some point of conduct, shal yedez yeh mamash nase bo'ilimoy, not just in thought, not just emotionally, but practically, in some way, to share the burden. Chazal amu al Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalem, shekasuv vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echav lirois besiv leisam. He grew and then he went out and he saw the suffering. Chazal say shelakach me'echad u'mishini es masa'oi v'nasahu be'atzmoi. That he actually carried, he took from individuals the load and carried it by himself. Bevadai legabei tzaran shel Yisrael ha'isa zeh hatzalah puta. When it comes to the distress of the entire nation, it is a tiny, tiny act. Of course, it served nothing to diminish the suffering of the community. His intention was to carry the yoke together, to feel physically their own distress. Therefore, he made a point of literally carrying something with them. We see over here, we learn, הדרך להיות נושא באוילים אחרים היא להסיס מעשים שיש בהם נשיאה באויל. To do something which actually constitutes carrying the burden together with them. עד כאן.